following is a paid program. The content has been provided by the advertiser, WFTL. Its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content.
Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation.
Each Sunday at noon with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
And good morning, everybody. Even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for the free seminars. We'll talk about this Thursday in a minute. It's going to be great. You can see who the show's sponsors are. You can visit all their websites. You can link to our Facebook page. And you can link to our brand new HOA and condo blog at www.hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic is great. Make sure you read it. Is Broward's new ordinance as bad as they say it is? You might be surprised by our opinion. You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we send out about the show all the time. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. How about this? Before we start with the housekeeping stuff, phones are already ringing. How about we go to Edward in Miami? How are you, Edward?
Hello. I have a question about whether or not board members need to know English.
There's
rich.
A touchy subject that's a way to start off the show with some controversy.
I could answer it, but no.
Go ahead, Karen. Give it a shot.
Absolutely.
No, they don't.
No.
Believe it or not. Yeah, I think you're speaking from your heart,
yes.
Not from the law, right? Yeah, believe it or not, there's absolutely nothing in the law that requires board members to actually speak English.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, of course, we know that the statutes are written in English. We know that the cases are drafted by our courts in English. We know that the governing documents of your community are written in English. Yet, there's absolutely nothing in the statutes that require anyone serving on the board to know English. And how about this one, though? It gets a little worse, Edward. There's nothing in the Florida statutes that even require your meetings at the condominium to be conducted in English.
Wow.
How about that? So, you know, there's the answer to your question. How do you feel about it, Edward?
Well, here's my point. I've seen our board members sign a document where they're certifying that they've read the governing documents,
right,
to the best of their ability to understand them.
Yep, uh-huh.
But they're in English, so
yep.
How could they have read them?
That's why I think it's a crock, quite frankly, signing that affidavit. I'd certainly like board members to be able to come to the seminar and actually learn something. I guess the problem is that even if they came to the seminar, that they wouldn't be able to understand in English. Now, check this out. It's very interesting you said this, because this morning I get an email from somebody saying that they are a friend of someone who has already registered for this Thursday's course, and they'd like to come as that person's interpreter.
Yeah.
So they're going to be actually interpreting the course for them. As I talk, they're going to be kind of relaying
also,
it, believe it or not.
Eric, you know, you've actually mentioned before that there are some companies that are, you know, giving seminars similar to yours in Spanish for
right.
people who are only Spanish speakers down in Dade County. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's not the hardest thing in the world to get a document translated.
I was
going to
say,
so,
there's programs right. that will translate
exactly.
documents.
Right. But bottom line is no requirement that you speak English, read English, etc. How about we go to Rick in Palm Beach? How are you, Rick?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay, good morning.
Hey, I've got an interesting dilemma I hope you guys can help me out with. This is like an HOA board for a housing development in West Palm, and I won't say the name, but it's actually caused me, because of the amendments, they've got a laundry list that they're trying to throw in there, and so they had a vote, and they didn't win the vote, so they sent out a letter saying, okay, none of these things passed because not enough people voted, but we're going to do it again, and, you know, we're going to, you know, so we can get this thing approved, because a lot of people who did vote wanted it. The problem is I'm trying to sell my house in there, coincidentally, at the same time. And one of those amendments basically says that if someone buys my house and they do want to use it as a rental property, they can't do that for 1 year.
Right.
So I've actually lost two contracts already that people have bailed out on because of this. Do I have any repercussions or anything with this?
Well, why did they back out? Because they heard that maybe the community is going to pass an amendment to their documents?
Yeah, and their realtor made them aware of that, which I think is fair.
Right, you know? Understood. Well, I got to no, you don't have a cause of action for an association simply trying to amend their governing documents, and it's not uncommon where if you fail the first time, you give it another shot. A lot of associations
right.
think, try and try again until we actually get it done. But this is not uncommon. Certainly as a result of the foreclosure crisis, a lot of people that live in associations, a lot of people on the board think not a good idea to have communities where people are buying in for investment purposes and renting them out right away. So what we'll do is we'll put a restriction in the governing documents that say you can't do it for the first year or so. So this is, again, not uncommon, and if those buyers backed out, then I guess it's pretty clear what their intentions were. They were going to rent it out, obviously, during that first year. So, but again, unfortunately, no cause of action for you there, Rick.
All right,
okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for listening. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585, and let's just get some housekeeping stuff out of the way really fast. I got to tell you, I am really looking forward to meeting everybody this Thursday night at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood. And I got to tell you, the place is going to be packed. About 300 of you have already registered, and we have about 30 sponsors this time with products, you know, ranging from anything and everything you can think of for your community association. All kinds of booths displaying their products and services that they can provide for your community. And the Hard Rock certainly puts out a great display. Coffee, tea, drinks, cookies, cakes, a lot of stuff to eat. The DBPR is going to be there. The Florida Condominium Ombudsman's Office is going to be there as well, with lots of free educational materials for everybody. And community association managers who are attending, you're going to get 2 human resource credits and 2 elective credits. And again, condominium association managers, condominium association members and HOA members, for the first time, I'm proud to say, will be certified together in the same course. Everybody's going to leave with a really nice certificate. And when the seminar's over, how about we all play blackjack and get drunk? It's going to be great. Perfect place to do it. And but I don't know about you guys. It really sounds like Thursday is going to be a fun, fun night.
How much does it cost to have this much fun?
Yeah,
it is free, and for the first time, HOA members get certified as well, thanks to Eric. And even going there to be a panel, there is going to be a panel of guest speakers, and the time is running out to register, so you want to do it now.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, Karen. You can still register for Thursday's seminar, though, by going to our website, www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Sign up, and you're going to get confirmation back from Brian that you're registered. And we already certified over 5,200 Floridians. And this year, I can tell you, it looks like we're going to certify thousands more just this year. And we're going to be teaching all about the certification process, budgets, meetings, financial reporting, board member fiduciary duties, access to records, foreclosures, and a lot more. It's really going to be a lot of fun this Thursday
night.
And you
said the DBPR is going to be there?
DBPR is going to be there. The Florida Condominium Ombudsman's Office is going to be there. We're going to have a panel of experts on the stage with me talking from several different managers' companies. It's getting bigger and better every year, every seminar, quite frankly.
Well, let's tell everyone where else they can attend the course.
Yeah.
Well, you know, next month Eric's going to be in the Miami Beach Convention Center on October 10th.
Yeah, that's
get there bright and early. Yeah, at 8 a.m.
Yeah. By the way, you say bright and early. This Thursday night, we start at 7 o'clock. The course starts, but we're asking everybody, please be there by 6. It's going to be a madhouse.
Six.
So we'd like everybody to start registering by 6
p.m.
Right. 6 p.m. Right. Exactly.
What do you think? He's selling an iPhone?
Right. Exactly. But, okay, after that, October 16th, next month, West Palm Beach Convention Center.
All right, and that's at 8 a.m. And then October 24th at 8 a.m., the Tampa Bay Condo and HOA Expo.
Yeah, we have a lot of followers in Tampa. It's really nice to see, and the Tampa event is filling up, like, amazingly. It's great.
Yeah, and then in November, on November 16th at 9 a.m., you'll be at the Holiday Inn in Universal Studios.
Woo-hoo!
In Orlando, yes, and Representative Mike LaRosa will be there as well with us. December 4th, we're going to be at the South Florida Cooperator Expo in Fort Lauderdale.
And before long, we'll have our schedule up for 2014.
Yeah, we'll actually talk about that next week.
Yeah, and, you know, with the election season in condominiums and HOAs coming around the corner, now is a really, really good time to take the course, especially if you've never taken it before, because the law allows you to get certified up to 1 year before getting elected to a board.
Yeah, exactly. And if you sign up during the show, we'll say hello on the air, just like Debbie from Meadow Lakes in Broward just
did. Good for you, Debbie.
Absolutely. How about we take Bob in Palm Beach? How are you, Bob?
Is this Eric?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. A quick question. I live in an HOA, and they have provision to change the documents, which is perfectly fine. And can they check... can they arrange to change the documents and provide for voting on something that is illegal, you know, without my having to go through naming various things that might be illegal, but also taking away what we have now, that the expenditures of certain amounts of money are subject to certain criteria that's laid out in the documents.
Yeah.
They want to lay it out so that they will never be voting again.
Basically, and so that the board has greater authority to spend?
Not greater, complete authority.
Complete authority. Okay.
With no need to vote at all.
Understood.
Is there any remedy to that?
No, probably not. I can tell you there is very, very few restrictions. And I wrote a blog about this about a year ago. Very, very few restrictions in a condominium in terms of what can be placed in your governing documents. And even fewer restrictions in an HOA about amending your documents. Basically, almost something truly has to be like unconstitutional in order for it not to be allowed to have your documents amended that way. So if a vote passes... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I'm trying to make it short. So if they wanted a vote, please forgive me as I say this, on creating the brothel. I'm not pursuing that. I would say they can't get a vote on that because it's illegal.
Well, needless
to say, how could they take away the right to vote?
Yeah. Well, brothel would probably violate some other zoning laws in the community.
No, I don't mean brothel.
Unless you're in Vegas.
I'm talking about the right to vote on items of a proper nature.
Yeah, well, Bob, you're basically...
That we've had from the very beginning,
Bob, you're talking about the board... taking basically getting around board votes, right? You're not talking about them taking away the votes of the union owners or the community members to vote. The community members, so they're basically amending the documents to say that the board has the complete discretion to vote on all matters, and the community voted to amend the documents to say that.
Yes.
Yeah. But other than maybe for reserves, I can tell you if the homeowners vote in favor of granting the board even more additional powers, probably nothing wrong with it.
I mean, I'd
have to see it to know for sure.
Well,
but,
you know, I mean, yeah, it's a weird situation that I've never really heard of because, you know, your vote is technically considered a property right under, Florida statutes. And
if I wanted to discuss it further,
call us in the office, Bob.
855-4-CONDO-CRAZE.
Again, 855, the number 4 Condo Craze. I'll just leave everybody with this note. Again, basically, associations and the owners who live there can amend their governing documents to do almost anything they want at law, as long as it doesn't violate some other law like housing codes, as long as it's not unconstitutional. Very, very few restrictions.
But this is basically a vote to take away your right to vote again.
Right.
I know you're thinking of Geron
Woodside case, right?
But there's just something. I just got to believe there's a big difference. There's a difference between an agreement to abide by a set of rules and then an agreement to, take away your right to ever change the rules again.
Right.
I don't know. It's just
But let's see what Bob says. Hopefully he'll give us a call in the office. Let's do this, though. Let's take our first break. When we get back, we'll talk about the case of the traveling sukkah. This one is this one is good, I promise. We'll also take your calls on anything and everything else in the condo and HOA world. Sign up and we'll say hi on the air. 855-4-CONDO-CRAZY is the office number. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585 for your questions. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Afternoon. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. That's a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email. And last week, we spent just about the whole show talking about Broward's new ordinance, which forces community associations to let applicants know if their application to rent or buy is incomplete within 10 days, and in which requires associations to tell a rejected buyer or renter why they are being rejected.
Yeah, and despite some attorneys taking the position that this is simply awful, Scott and I really saw nothing wrong in an association being required to tell somebody why they're apparently not good enough to live in your community.
Yeah, as we stated last week, I think a lot of communities believe that this ordinance doesn't allow them to screen and reject anymore, which is simply not the case. They still can screen and they still can reject. The county is now simply checking to ensure that these decisions are not based upon race or religion or sexual status or familial status.
Yeah, exactly. And off that topic for a minute, I actually want to start today talking about religious displays.
Oh, God, it's almost October.
Yeah, normally we start talking about this at like Christmas time, but we'll start a little early. And let me preface this discussion with letting everybody know that it's currently the Jewish holiday of Sukkot. And the holiday commemorates somewhat the 40 years that the Jewish people spent wandering in the desert after leaving Egypt and the harsh conditions that they lived in at that time. So one of the things that Jewish people do today is that during Sukkot, they build what's called a sukkah on their property, which is basically, let's say, a small wooden structure. We'll say it's about 5 feet by 5 feet, could be a little bigger or a little smaller, and it has like a wooden thatched roof, and it's not a permanent structure. It can be taken down in a few minutes. So now, with that background as to what the holiday is and to what an actual sukkah is, Karen, how about reading an email from one of our listeners?
Here we go. Dear Mr. Glazer, I know there is a boundless amount of issues that you address weekly on your radio show. I was wondering if you have ever come across a situation similar to this. An owner purchased a unit in July. Prior to submitting the sale application to the association, he inquired as to being allowed to have a sukkah on the common area. At that time, he was told it was not permitted, and the only place he could erect it was on his enclosed patio or in his unit. As the Jewish holidays are ongoing this month, he approached the board member with this request again to be able to erect a sukkah. It was discussed at the board meeting and determined that our declarations and our rules and regulations state that no equipment is allowed in the common areas, and we could not make an exception to the rules. Other residents who observe the holiday appear to have made other arrangements, which include celebrating at the sukkahs provided by the local temples, which are in walking distance. This owner decided to make his own rules. He was creative. He brought a pickup truck to the property, which is allowed, and erected a sukkah anyway. but he put it on the inside the bed of the pickup truck with a bamboo shade on the roof. He then proceeded to connect an extension cord to the association electric outlet near the pool where he was parked. Unfortunately for him, he violated several rules by doing this magnificent manipulating.
You would not believe the photos of this, everybody. Really funny. We'll put them up on the show's Facebook page after the show. But, okay, violation one. We require either a parking decal for approved residents or a guest pass to be displayed when a vehicle is parked on the property. The truck wasn't a vehicle that he had a decal for. It was possibly borrowed from a friend, and he neglected to put a guest pass on the dashboard.
Oh,
he received a warning sticker and a final warning sticker for illegal parking on the property. Violation two. All pickup trucks are, as per our rules, must have all items in the bed of the truck, contained within the truck and the bed, and neatly covered. 8-foot plywood panels erected upright obviously are not contained within the bed of the truck. And violations 3 and 4, running an electric wire to the association common area outlet is prohibited, and it's considered stealing electricity as well. And the irony is, this letter says, this owner was planning on volunteering to be on our fining committee. And it doesn't appear that the board's going to approve him now, since he blatantly decided to violate the rules himself. The board can't be accused of prejudice, as 4 of the 5 board members are Jewish, too. We're just trying to uphold the rules and be responsible. Otherwise, anyone who decides they want a religious item in the bed of their pickup truck or connect lights to an association electric outlet can do what they wanted. Just wondering if you have ever come across something like this. Signed, Martha.
I don't know. Martha. I don't know about this. I think this guy thought he was real smart. You know, I'm gonna get one over on the board because I read the rules for about 30 seconds and didn't really look into it all that much. You know, this has got to be the first time in the history of the world that a sucker, how do you say? You know,
sucker.
I'm Jewish, but you know, I never really was into this stuff. This has got to be the first time, maybe in the history of Judaism, that one of these was erected in a pickup truck. I gotta believe that. I mean, not only is it pretty brazen to do it, but how many Jewish people actually own pickup trucks? I mean, you know, seriously. I mean, there's a reason why BMW doesn't make pickup trucks. This is pretty crazy.
I agree. Maybe in the history of the Jews, 4 pickup trucks they bought. It could be at most. You know, no doubt this guy's smart and he's trying to outsmart his board, I guess, using what he would refer to as sechel, which is a Yiddish word for like common sense. But I'm thinking that it's going to backfire on him, quite frankly, and he's going to wind up looking like another Yiddish word, and that's putz. He's going to look like a putz when all this is over, and that's pretty self-explanatory. And the guy, you know, may not have actually placed the sukkah on the common areas, which is illegal, but it's actually, you know, on the bed of the truck. But he still violated numerous provisions of the governing documents. And in addition, he probably committed a building code violation by running the electrical wire to the sukkah. He committed larceny by stealing the association's electricity.
Oh, God.
And he erected what attorneys refer to as what's called an attractive nuisance to me when you see the pictures. It's self-explanatory.
Yeah, yes.
By putting what's basically a treehouse almost, in effect, on his truck. And that's something for children to climb on. They're attracted to it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They can get hurt.
Yeah.
Doing that, they can potentially fall off and
children.
Wind up in the hospital.
I saw the pictures. I wanted to build a fort in there, too.
I know. Just put a big screen in there. We're fine. So what can the association actually do now? I understand that the holiday is only about a week.
Yeah. Usually cases of this nature would have to go to, like, arbitration. But here, the association needs emergency injunctive relief. So I think the association can actually start out this case in court. And the owner should be careful here because if he loses, and I think he will, he better be ready to cough up a few shekels, by the way, for attorney's fees to the other side.
Well, Eric, actually, the DBPR does provide emergency injunctive relief, but getting it's few
is,
and far
few
between.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, he might actually be, the board actually might be within their rights to go get some relief in court.
Well, there it is, the case of the traveling sukkah. First time in Jewish history. Let's take in your calls at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Got to go to the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back right after this.
InveriSystems protect communities better than anyone because InveriSystems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Invera's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Invera Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at InveraSystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A Systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
This is Jim, and I am 850 WFTL.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Uh-oh. having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, ELCONelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends?
You got it?
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. If you want to look at the sukkah, can we go to your Facebook?
Yeah, I don't know. Karen Curtis just put it up on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, if you're listening, find a way to put that on the show's website. Again, everybody, if you want to see what this traveling sukkah looks like, just go to Karen Curtis's Facebook page, and I think you're going to get a great laugh about it. On that note, we go to John in Hollywood. How are you, John?
Hey, how you doing? How are you today?
Okay, how are you, John? What's happening?
All right, I got a two-part question. Basically the same subject, on budgets. I understand they need to be fully funded reserves in a budget, and the only thing you can give an option is a partially funded reserve.
Or no reserves at all.
Okay, so if we as a board decide to give only partially funded reserves, does that constitute giving the voting
members
a no waiver?
Okay, this is interesting. We teach this Thursday night, as a matter of fact. When you send out your budget for your budget meeting, John, you have to show, you must show the reserves as fully funded, okay?
Absolutely, that has to be sent out.
Now, if the board, and it's I use the word if the board wants to give the unit owners a choice of not having fully funded reserves, they can do that. And they can show them the reserves as fully funded. Then you can show them what it would look like with partially funded reserves. And then you can show them what it would look like with no reserves at all. But if you only want to give them the choice of full reserves or partially funded reserves, you can do that too. Nothing in the statute.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, nothing in the statute that says you have to give them the option of no reserves at all. Hope that answers your question.
Okay, fine. Now, the second part of that question is, once a reserve has been implemented for the condominium.
Yep.
I understand a couple of shows ago you said something to the effect that it can't be removed unless it's voted out.
No, condos are a little different than HOAs. That really applies more in an HOA. But bottom line is, in a condo, every single year, you have to show the reserves as fully funded. And the only way the reserves don't get fully funded is if the unit owners vote it down.
For that year.
It's got to be done each and every year in a condo.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay?
So So actually, the partially funded reserve that was voted on could have removed a previous reserve.
Right, exactly. And if you vote, if you have partially funded reserves this year, next year, unless the vote happens again, you're having fully funded reserves, like it or not.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Interesting.
Hope that answers your question, John. All right, we're looking for Jews with pickup trucks, 877-850-8585. How about we go to Jim in Jupiter?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you, Jim? What's going on?
I got a kind of, this may be a little bit of an odd question, but the reason I'm asking, you know, these HOAs, they keep raising them. You have storms. They could price you right out of being able to afford your condo, regardless of where you're at with your mortgage.
Yes.
So my question is this. In times of hardship, if you can't pay your HOA dues or full HOA payments because of them raising them all the time, but you are paying and you are giving what you can they foreclose on your house if it's homesteaded?
Absolutely, and a condo association? See, a lot of times people do, in fact, get confused that they can't take my house away from me because it's homestead property. Scott, tell them how they're wrong.
Well, in the state of Florida, there are a few exceptions to people that you owe money to that can foreclose on your homesteaded property. I believe there's the mechanics lien, there's tax liens, there's obviously your first mortgage, and there are your community associations. And Chapter 720, 718, and 719, which are the three biggest community association statutes in the state of Florida, all allow for homeowners associations, co-ops, and condominiums to foreclose on you for unpaid assessments, despite the fact that the property is your homestead dwelling.
Yeah, now you raise a good point. You know, but if you, I guess you also made a point. Well, suppose, you know, you're doing your best. You're trying. You really want to make payments. Bottom line
is... Right, not deadbeat. Not a deadbeat situation.
I understand.
But, like, you know.
Yeah. Listen, a good board, if you're having temporary problems at the moment... I think most boards, quite frankly, will try to work with you. A lot of them are not out there trying to foreclose on somebody that's fallen behind, especially to people, you know, if you know they've lived in the community a while, it's unusual for them to be falling behind. I think associations, most of them these days, will not go crazy and foreclose on you right away.
Nothing good comes from foreclosing on someone that's just a little behind, and you know they're probably going to end up paying in the long run.
Right.
Because, you know, you foreclose on them, you end up paying attorney's fees and whatnot, and if somebody loses their house, you know, who knows what the next buyer of that house will be, the bank, somebody wants to flip it, who knows.
Right.
And, you know, if somebody's going to pay, you just work out something with them that's reasonable to both the association and the owner, and you get that money from them no matter how long it takes, and you just keep on doing business the best way you can.
Jim, but if you're having a problem, definitely contact your association in advance, because as Scott was saying, if you ignore it, they can wind up filing a lien and a foreclosure, and then instead of owing a few $100s, you're going to wind up owing several $1,000s. So please, make that phone call first, okay?
I appreciate it, guys.
Okay, thanks, Jim. All right, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Let's do this. I'm sorry, Scott.
Well, I just wanted to add. I just want everybody to know, like, if an association, if everything's on the up and up, there's really no good scenario for an association to take back a property that's in their community, especially one that's encumbered with a mortgage.
Exactly.
You want to have someone living in there paying their dues. If they fall a little behind, you work it out with them. Because if you're going to end up taking the unit back, I mean, you know, what good is that? You know?
Absolutely nothing, because the unit's probably upside down, you know, and unless maybe, you know, you can buy time and wind up renting it out.
Well, but that's the thing. But if you have someone that's eventually going to pay you, what's the benefit?
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. Only the attorney's going to make money in that scenario.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody forget what I just said.
Exactly. Let's do this. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll take our final break of the hour. And when we get back, we're going to talk about where Florida rates in Money Magazine's 50 Best Places to Live. We'll be back, 877-850-8585. Be back right after this.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Pestmaster remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal, a team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
Do you want hurricane protection for your glass windows and doors, but don't want to go through the cost and expense of shutters or storm-resistant glass? There is an alternative, and that alternative is film lamination for your windows and doors from Lumines. Lumines makes the most advanced and strongest film lamination system of its kind, offering 24-hour protection for your home or office. And here's the real big news. It's the first safety and security film to receive a Metro-Dade approval for hurricane protection. That's right. If your property is 30 feet or higher, their product is approved for hurricane protection by the Permitting, Environment, and Regulatory Affairs Department of Dade County. If you want to find out how to protect your condominium or commercial property with Lumines window film and forget about installing ugly shutters or expensive hurricane glass, give Lumines a call at 1-800-573-9979. That's 1-800-573-9979. And to learn more, visit the website at luminesfilms.com. That's L-U-M-E-N-E-S-S-E films.com.
Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We're talking about community association law, and they practice it throughout Florida. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, Karen, thanks for taking care of this. We actually have a picture of the traveling sukkah up on the Condo Craze and HOA's Facebook page. So if you want to get a good laugh to start the day, just again, Condo Craze and HOA's Facebook page. And you, too, can see the traveling sukkah. We'd love to know what you think. All right, over the past few weeks, we spent a bunch of time talking about renting versus owning, but we never really spoke about, you know, where you may want to rent or own. And as many of our listeners may know, each year, Money Magazine lists the best places in the country in which to live. And this year, again, they featured the top 50 places, the top 10 big city neighborhoods, and the top 10 small towns.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sure South Florida's got, like, at least one place on this list. I mean, don't they usually get in there? I mean, it wasn't like Coral Springs and Weston. I think even Hollywood was on there one year, right?
Yeah, true. All there were, every time I've seen the survey, there were certainly at least some Florida cities. And like you said, Scott, Coral Springs was there one year, Weston, Hollywood. And this year, though, if our listeners could believe it or not, out of 70 possible entries, I guess, there was not a single Florida city on any of the lists by Money Magazine. In other words, none of the best 50 places to live, none of the best small neighborhoods, none of the best small towns, nothing. Florida went 0 for 70, believe it or not.
Well, do you think it all goes back to that first question we had today from our caller who asked if the board had to speak English?
There's the question of the day. Does the fact that we're multilingual affect people wanting to live down here? I'll let our listeners be the judge of that.
Right?
We'd love to know what you say.
Doesn't it affect me one bit?
No.
Do you speak Spanish?
I do well enough.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Well, states like Oregon, Nebraska, Utah, Indiana, Iowa, Alabama, New Hampshire all had cities in the top 50. So it's hard to believe that Florida wasn't in there.
Yeah, and I want to know as well, you know, why Florida wasn't in there. You know, but I certainly want to know what our listeners think. Why is Florida not in the top 50 of places to live in the United States? It kind of, I don't think that makes sense, quite frankly.
No.
You know, we have great weather. Let's talk about the good things about Florida.
Right.
Certainly on the show, we talk about the bad things that Florida may have to offer. And I just know, I bet you this, Karen, I bet you do have a lot of people out there saying, you know why it's not on the best 50 places to live? One word.
Hurricane.
Associations.
Oh, associations.
Yeah, or condominiums or homeowner associations or, you know, crazy boards of directors. I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
Yeah, but if they have you, you can solve all their problems.
We're trying. But I wonder what our listeners think. Is it because there are so many associations out there that's why Florida has kind of a bad rep? You know, I don't know. But let's talk about the good. Again, like I said, we always talk about the bad. But what does Florida have? We have great weather. We got lots of professional sports teams. As a matter of fact, today's the opening day for the Miami Dolphins. Brandon will be going to his first Miami Dolphin game today.
Against Atlanta.
So here's hoping that they go 3-0. What else do we got down here? I can tell you this. It's a different world from when I moved down here in 89. When did you get here, Karen?
Oh, I've been in Florida since 85.
I mean, just think about how Florida has changed since 1985.
It's a lot younger.
Certainly a lot younger. Scott, would you agree, at least that we used to have down here a reputation for it being a retirement community? I don't think that's the case anymore. I mean, there's young children everywhere. Lots of families. Not only are there elderly people retiring to the state, I think for the first time we actually have families with kids even moving to the state.
For the first time, where did I come from?
Scott was born here.
I wasn't born here, but I moved here as a kid.
That's right.
Are there less 55 and older communities?
That's a great question. I think you do see a decline in the number of 55 and over communities because a lot of times people look at a 55 and over community as being difficult to sell, when it's time to sell. You know, parents unfortunately pass away, of course, grandparents pass away. The children are left with a unit that's... They can't live in it. They have to sell it to someone 55 and over. Of course, that's a very limited market. Again, what else do we have? We have casino gambling, which certainly didn't exist years ago. When I moved down here, what did we have? We had only the Miami Dolphins, right? Since then, we got... The Marlins.
Who exactly are you trying to appeal to here by only advocating the sports teams and gambling?
Well, the degenerates. I mean, you know, we certainly attract a lot of degenerates down here, too. But we don't. What else? What else do we have to offer? How about Disney?
Disney's huge.
How about Disney? How about an incredible tourism market?
Well, I mean, you know, we have quality restaurants, quality shopping, good sights to see, if you're from a place where the beach is pretty far. Florida's a pretty decent place to live.
Best beaches in any place in the country by far.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I really enjoy them. I mean, Florida's just a really, really nice place to live, and it's a good place to grow up. Like, it takes a lot of beating because, you know, the communities are pretty spread out and, you know, everything's kind of cookie cutter looking. But, you know, it's a pretty moderate climate. So, you know, kids can play all year round. You know, you don't have to get bundled up in the winter. And I know there's a lot of activities for families to participate in outdoors. And, you know, you can really, you know, have a lot of quality time with your family instead of, you know, huddling up for 4 months out of the year and just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I agree. You know, with all those cities and states that did make the actual list.
What is it? Money Magazine did this?
Yeah, Money Magazine did this. But I think let's see how Wisconsin and Nebraska and Utah and all of these winter states do. If we took the survey, instead of taking it in the middle of the summer, why don't we take this same survey in January and February and see where Florida ranks on the list? But I'd certainly love to know. What do our listeners think in terms of why Florida did not make the top 50 places? You know, a lot of New Yorkers, I can tell you, myself included, you have a hard time adjusting from the Northeast right off the bat.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a different way of life. You know, you're used to the hustle and bustle. You're used to a lot of chaos. You're used to a lot of excitement.
Well, we had that chase on Wednesday. The guy killed himself and three other people. And
yeah, you were actually live on the air when that was going on. That was crazy. I actually had a client, a manager of a condominium, who was driving on the street that day.
Oh.
And he got passed by the other guy at 115 miles an hour.
He was clocked over 100 miles an hour all the way up from Miami-Dade. But also, if it's Money Magazine, the unemployment rate in Florida went down. If you just ask Governor Scott, it's like 7.1 or something. It went down a point.
During election season will tell you it's 5% too. Yeah, absolutely.
So money-wise, and there's a lot of housing going up, and our economy's doing well.
Yeah, I agree. I certainly think Florida has the right to have at least a few spots within the top 70. The fact that we weren't even
top
in one
70.
Yeah, is insane. Yeah, it doesn't make much sense to me. But let's see what our listeners think next week. Looking forward to meeting everybody Thursday night. Again, there's still time to register. If you have not done so, if you want to register for Thursday, just go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com. And again, really look forward to seeing everybody Thursday. And here's hoping for a Dolphin victory today. It would be nice to go 3-0.
It would be great, and I think we can do it.
All right, best start in a couple of years. Everybody have a great week, and again, look forward to seeing you Thursday night and to speaking to you again this time next week on Condo Craze and HOAs.